אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חשיבות ההפצה, אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות.
We're reading chosen excerpts about the importance of dissemination. Excerpt number 11.
רב, בבקשה, חשיבות ההפצה.
Please, Rav, the importance of dissemination.
Oh, I have nothing to say about the importance of dissemination. Everybody knows that our good future depends on this, the good for the world, the good for us, that we are disseminating the most precious thing in the world, the name of the Creator, and how to get to Him, how to approach Him for all created beings. Which is what he is expecting to happen. So we are here working for the Creator. We are in the service of the Creator here. So let's appreciate it as much as possible, although really there's nothing more important.
Excerpt number 11,
Bala Sulam.
שהמצווה הראשונה
I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. And the rest of the time, he'll work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. Again, I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. And the rest of the time, he'll work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
פיתי שלוש, בבקשה.
תודה. בעל הסולם פה כותב להקדיש
בעל הסולם writes
בעצם כל רגע חוץ מההכרחיות
Well, to dedicate every moment besides what you need for your sustenance for dissemination, that's what he says.
Yes.
The
thing is that, suppose, if we look at the work of connection, drawing glitter, forming light, these are very specific things. Morning lesson, afternoon lesson, tens meetings, there are 4 or 5 hours that were around that, and it's arranged for everyone. However, dissemination is something that really changes, varies from person to person. Also, a person doesn't have much time after you deduct the time that we dedicate to the rest of the things. How does a person know that he fulfills what Baal HaSulam gave as an instruction?
I don't understand you, Niv. We need to do anything, everything possible in order to disseminate the Creator's desire in the world. There are things the Creator cannot do, and He left those things for us to do, and we have to fulfill our role. To the extent that people are still disconnected from the Creator, we need to fill this void, this gap, this rift between the Creator and the created beings. They can't hear Him, can't understand Him, feel Him, nothing. They cannot communicate with Him. So we need to fill this space.
Now, a person wants to see whether he's doing all that he can in relation to dissemination. How does he check that?
I don't know. These are modes of dissemination, and I might not be an expert on that. But we have to bring about the connection between the Creator and the created beings, and between the created beings and the Creator. Between the Creator and the created beings, it's through our prayer, and between the created beings and the Creator, it's through our dissemination.
Is there some kind of minimum that a person tells himself, less than that, or maximum? What can a person measure himself in relation to what?
I would say that as much time that we dedicate to the study and the connection between us, the necessary connection between us, everything else, aside from work and his home, there are things a person has to do in order to survive and exist. All the rest he has to invest in dissemination.
One more question, please. Yesterday, on the campus, someone asked me, what is dissemination? Suppose a person goes to work, talks to people, explains things, is that dissemination too?
Also that, but it's possible that he might be able to do more beneficial things in this time, to write so more people would read, to speak in such a way that more people would listen. Meaning, we have to always think, who is he speaking to? Who is he turning to? What quantity and what quality?
The question, more specifically, was, only, is dissemination considered only a role that I get from the BB plant, for example, or whatever I do is considered dissemination?
I don't think so. It's not concrete, it's not serious, and typically does not yield any results. I remember working in the army, and I used to take all kinds of material, and I would distribute it. I didn't see almost any benefit from it.
It says here that he should work for the public to help the oppressed and every created being in the world that needs salvation, etc. The oppressed and those that need salvation. What is that? Is that spiritually, corporeally?
Spiritually. Yes, Dudi.
Excerpt number 12. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, divinity, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
Ken. Tikra
shuv. Shuv 12.
12 again. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations, and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
Eat the full.
Thank you, Rav. In the number 12 now, what is referring that we need to integrate with many people? It's talking about dissemination or the work in the ten?
Yes, of course, afatza. Afatza.
Of course, dissemination. No, the ten is my personal thing, private thing. We're talking about dissemination.
Киев Ван.
Да, дорогой Рав, так а как я включаю все-таки в этих людей? Я должен как-то почувствовать их желание или как?
How do I include myself with those people?
No, dissemination requires that I will incorporate with the audience that I want to disseminate to, that I'll know their problem, the problems, and approach them in this way. Of course, dissemination is something very wide. But we have to understand that it's on us, and the Creator expects us to form a connection, a bridge between the general public, all of humanity, and Him. This is what He expects of us.
What does it mean to lift the desire of the public?
You awaken them, so they would want to know, to understand that they depend on Him, and how can they form a connection with Him, because their future depends on it.
Но не okay. очень понятно, то есть как будто бы я не просто отвечаю.
It's not very clear. It's like I don't simply meet their desire, but I also need to build it.
Of course, you have to awaken in them the desire, the need, the necessity, and bring them to a connection with the Creator, so they would know how to connect to Him. You have to do everything.
А вообще есть связь вот между Ну просто, когда мы говорим про Каббалу, то у
человека When we talk about Kabbalah,
конкретное желание к Творцу, а тут желание ведь просто.
Then it's to a person who has a point in the heart, concrete desire for the Creator. And here we're just talking about people that want to have it good.
Well, that he won't reach a good life if he doesn't disseminate in the world that all of the good life can come to us only through the Creator.
What does it mean then to for a person to disseminate then?
Yes, he needs to teach others how to properly advertise the rulership of the Creator in the world.
13. Maul.
Next study.
13. Maul and I. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time at any given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
Ken. No. Lo yodei ma lagid. Tikra shuv?
Shuv,
not sure what to say. Read again.
13. Again. It is known that the whole world, with all the created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
Ken. Allah.
14. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people. Meaning, I'm asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others.
לא שומעים.
לטין שמונה.
לדנית.
Buenas noches, Clima Mundial. La pregunta es la siguiente. ¿Se considera difusión compartir los libros de Bnei Baruch
con personas
que quieren ingresar a esta sabiduría o que ya están, por ejemplo,
whether to share
del Kabbalah Center?
Kabbalah books by Bnei Baruch with people that want to come to this wisdom or that come from Kabbalah Center, for example.
That too is considered dissemination, but I don't know how much it works. Typically, it doesn't work. It's best to send them over the internet some excerpts or an entire lesson, perhaps. We have many such things in the archive. We need to turn to our friends who work in dissemination, who are experts in it, and they'll, you know, ask them and they'll tell you. I'd say in Spanish, we have a lot of material. Please.
He says that he is a conduit and pipeline, etc., etc., to the created beings. So, first of all, we need to create a kli to disseminate to, or it doesn't matter?
You have to enter the vessels that we already built and participate in them.
And if I haven't built a vessel yet, a conduit, a pipeline, then I have nothing?
There's already a vessel for you. Each one of Nebuch already has a vessel. You just need to turn to our management and detect where is this department of dissemination, how to participate in it, and by that you will gain several things. You're working with a large audience of people, of friends. You're publicizing the name of the Creator in the world, and also that you're doing it correctly. So do it in this way and you'll see success.
And then we can really pass the abundance to the rest of the world, even if I personally have no vessel.
When you connect with them, you'll have a vessel.
If I feel that wherever I go, people want to eat me alive, does it mean that I'm not disseminating enough?
Why do they want to
eat you alive? You're so tasty.
I
don't think so.
What's the problem?
I don't know, there's this feeling that people simply... Something's up with people. I don't know how to put it, but...
The fact that we're becoming worse day by day is clear, because we're going through an acceleration process of the evil inclination that's constantly revealed worse and worse, and we need to do what accordingly? Only to disseminate the method of correction, the method of connection. Otherwise, you'll see the world will not stop fighting with one another, and the wars will grow. There'll be more problems and troubles from nature, blows and famine, and all kinds of things.
If I go outside and the only thing that I see is that the world's going crazy.
No. I recommend to you to not go out. I recommend to all of you to connect to the Department of Dissemination of Nevoah. There are many people there. Join this department. See how they work. And each one will certainly find for himself the time and place and with his language, with his style. And I think it'll be good. I think we need to talk about it. And publicize it and explain it to people. How is it working? Who to turn to? What to do? And then everyone will find their place in it. And to the extent that a person invests his time in dissemination, he's advertising the Creator to the world. You don't have any work that is higher than publicizing the Creator in the world.
But what I see outside, suppose when I go to work, could it be a kind of feedback as to the dissemination that I'm doing or that we're doing, that the world's calming down or not?
You'll see it later. It's hard to understand. It's already mixed with our state, our general state, and the Creator and his general process. It's not simple. Imagine how Baal Sulam advertised things, how much he invested in it, what he did and what he saw that's happening. Things that are almost diametrically opposite to what he did, okay?
Раф, вот это наша ежедневная работа мировой молитвы.
Our daily work, the daily prayer that we're doing for many months now, men and women separately, is that the pathway of the light? Can we make it more effective?
No, because you are not reaching out to strange people. It's all between you and the Creator. We're talking about the dissemination, where it comes out of our circle and it touches strangers and it connects them through us to the Creator.
No. Мы говорим о распространении как о науке объединения.
We're talking about dissemination. We're talking about disseminating the wisdom of connection, what we call integral education. Through the...
Дорогой мой, ты мне не говори сейчас лекцию.
Through the Institute for...
The question, what is the question?
Вопрос. Нужно ли вот в этом...
Sorry, it was an intro. The question is...
Не знаю. Я ж мумхим.
I don't know. There are experts. You need to speak to those experts with our dissemination department. And they need to tell you yes or no. Turn to them. That's what I said from the very beginning. More than that, I don't know.
כן, דודי.
קודם כל, תכף ראשי השפות יעלו ויתנו דיווח איך בדיוק מתקשרים ומצטרפים.
Department managers will come up in a moment and explain how to join our dissemination, but the question is, what deficiency does the broader public have that we don't have in our tents?
The external audience wants to live well. He wants to be certain that life will be good, there will not be any bombings or fires, that there will be bread. Not that everyone is speaking about right now. There'll be shortage of water, and they don't want all these blows to come to them. And blood, frogs, lice, and so on and so forth, you know? That's what the public wants. And we need to explain to them that these things will happen, and certainly more and more, unless we correct the attitude between us and the upper force. Elohim in Gematria is nature. We have a good, correct connection with nature, a good feedback from nature, so we can mitigate nature. And then these things will not happen. We want to do these things. If we don't want to do these things, if you don't want to mitigate it, things will get worse. And we are weak, we're in the middle, we don't know what to do, and even if we knew what to do, we lack the connection between us to be able to activate all of humanity towards any of the blows. So we have a problem here. We're not connected between us. We're not connected to nature. And nature's mechanisms working on us in a way that's upgraded, not corrected, not for our benefit. Why? It works the opposite, to our detriment. So we would understand that we need to connect and activate ourselves towards Him correctly. In short, all of it should be an action of explanation.
Mark 16.
Спасибо, Раф. А вот вы, отвечая на вопрос Влада, сказали, что мы должны создать и пробудить.
When you answered Vlad, you said that
что это самое сложное.
We need to both create a need.
Пробудить потребность вот именно.
And experience shows that that's the hardest thing. How do you awaken a deficiency for the Creator?
We need to do what we need to do. Everything else will come in the form of blows from nature, and people will wake up. But from us, all the material has to be ready in the dissemination and everything. So even with the smallest blow, they'll begin to understand that it's coming at them in a directed manner. And what should we do? We should mitigate those blows. And that's how we'll reach even quicker the connection between people and the correction of the world.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вот в 14-м отрывке
An excerpt number 14
есть цитата. Это же не имеет отношения к Никиту.
Рабаш gives advice that I dwell within my people. I dwell among my own people. It's not something national, nationalistic.
The wisdom of Kabbalah appeals to everyone. As Basel writes, and sadly you don't read it. It doesn't matter. White, black, red, yellow, it doesn't matter who, which person, with respect to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there's no difference between people. Only how much they are ready and willing to invest in the connection between them and to the Creator, because by that we reach the correction. Okay?
Tov.
Let's continue with this. Because you're coming now, right?
So,
heads of languages, please come to info, and in the meantime, we'll read excerpt number 15. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body.
Again.
You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body.
This is our work. You see what he's saying here? You lack nothing. He speaks to each and every one of us. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed, meaning to go out to all of humanity and to connect everyone into one body. Only this is what a person is lacking in order to reach wholeness.
Info.
Info.
Please.
Yeah, beloved friends, the friends you see here are the heads of departments or languages that are related to dissemination all around the world. These are things that we're engaged in on a daily basis. Anyone who's interested, and if you want a role, then please don't hesitate. Turn to your language, to the head of your language. We need people in all realms. We need professionals. We need people that know how to advertise, how to publicize, how to write. I can say that more than 1,600 people are engaged in dissemination in one way or another. If you have 2 minutes or you have 20 hours a day, we'll find a role for everyone. Whoever is interested in advancing spiritually or otherwise, to help humanity to connect to the Creator, then there's a way to do it, and we can help. So please turn to boardworldkli@gmail.com, and we promise to answer everyone and find the suitable role for them. Please.
I'll just say that it's a privilege to disseminate. It's a privilege and it's helping us to grow on the path. It's not that the role needs you, but you discover that you need that role. It's truly an opportunity for us as heads of languages to help every friend find a way to bestow to the world, how to realize, actualize our role here, just like we got the privilege from above to approach this huge thing. We should help every friend who wants it to also take a part in it. So don't be shy, as Gilad said, from the smallest role to the biggest role, there's room for everyone. Turn to us, we'll be happy to help.
Sometimes it does take time for a person to find their place, the right place for them. Sometimes you try out 1, 2, 3 different roles, positions, until you find something that you enjoy doing. So we need to, anyone can find something to do, for sure, something that they like, something that can really contribute. So, thank you very much to the heads of languages. If you have any other questions, then please write to us. And now let's have a workshop about the importance of dissemination. Let's talk for a moment about the importance of dissemination, about how does dissemination advance us toward correction, connection,
If we want to become this clear conduit like we read about in the excerpt, then all of our work combines together. We can be a conduit, we can be transparent. We can't truly pass on the connection unless we work together in the ten. On the other hand, we can't reach connection between us in the ten unless we do it in order to pass this light of the Creator, the quality of bestowal, to the whole world. Otherwise, we block it within us. We become a plug instead of a pipe. So the work of connection, the work of dissemination, are both necessary for us to attain our goal.
The goal, the purpose, is to become like the light, which is love that spreads and fills the whole of creation. And dissemination is that we join that light and pave its path to the hearts of people.
The fact that you have a role, a commitment, it helps you come out of yourself. It helps you to learn to be above your states. It obligates you to bestow, assuming to pass the light consistently according to your personal state. It teaches you a lot.
In order to advance, we actually need to go out and bring in more and more people so that the pyramid will have a very broad foundation. This is what will allow us to rise ever higher. Without that, we simply can't. So we have to put into it all of our energies so that we will really be able to reach broader and broader audiences.
The action of dissemination advances, it raises the name of the Creator among all the created beings, even if they are looking for it in other ways, other forms. We give the truth. We bring the Creator who they can come and connect to, because each and every one of us, how did he get here? There was someone who disseminated, whether it was Rav or the friends.
Yeah. We're all a result of our dissemination. There were the unique individuals like Avraham, Adam Rishon, that got this kind of revelation from above, and they all taught, they all disseminated, they all brought to the expansion of light in the world, its circulation. So if we don't continue this flow, then we won't be able to reach anything then.
Yeah, the action of dissemination is an expression of how important it is to me and how much I understand what it means to be a Kabbalist. As we hear about Kabbalists, they couldn't reach attainment. They didn't think how to keep the wisdom of Kabbalah, making sure it passes from generation to generation. It's something we have to inject between us, every lesson, every opportunity. We have to think and pray that each friend will have the ability to find his place in dissemination, both from the perspective of how to disseminate and also how to speak to a person with love. This is also an expression of dissemination. How do I approach a person in his heart? If we'll know how to translate it to out, external bestowal, then we're already jumping onto the degree of the real Kabbalists.
Rav Omar Mashu al
Sorry, very hard to hear what he's saying. He's chopped up. You'll always, you know, accuse yourself of not doing enough, not having the precise necessary intention. And the best way to deal with it is to get help from the friends in your tent, just take an example from them, see what they're doing, and do the same. And that's how you'll improve.
All of creation is made up of the wills to receive and the connection between the many types of connections. So dissemination is simply one of the ways, because there are many desires to receive, energies flowing in many directions. So it's simply a part of our spiritual development. You can't advance spiritually, you can't grow in the quality of bestowal, but only in absorbing. So we need to understand that it's a serious part of the spiritual process. Dissemination is not a nice addition. We came here, we should pass it on. No, in general, you can't grow, you can't receive vessels of bestowal if you don't participate in dissemination.
Next question. How can we help every friend find their place in dissemination? How can we help every friend in the ten find their place in dissemination?
That's a tough question. I know friends that have been looking for their place for years, felt very frustrated that they can't do it. I don't know if there's a clear answer for it. Generally speaking, I think a friend, a person, can't do over a long period of time something that it goes against his character, his nature. Although it's all a matter of importance of the goal, but nevertheless, at least in the beginning, you have to start with something that a person connects to. And when a person is connected to what he's doing, it feels good to him, he's good at it, he can also work and succeed, receive good positive feedback, and grow and continue to develop later.
There needs to be some kind of combination between the dissemination that we do amongst us as friends and the system that governs dissemination. We, as friends, need to give each friend the feeling that their spiritual realization is to pass the light on from us to the rest of the world. And this is what a person needs to go to HR with. And there, they should become proficient in how to take in new people.
So,
just to mention, anyone who wants a role in dissemination, please turn to us, boardworldkli@gmail.com. And today, 10 till 10:30, the news with Dr. Michael Lightman, recorded show. With this we conclude. Have a good day and a good night.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam rana shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam rana shalom bach.
Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te.
Leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam rana shalom bach. Leman achai vereai, leman achai vereai, leman achai achai vereai, Adam rana shalom bach. Stagione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai vereai, le malachai vereai, le malachai achai vereai, Adama la shalom ba. Le malachai vereai, למען החי ורעי, למען החי ורעי, למען החי החי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך.